가동조 이제와 죽식 제카도체 아니지 가동조 대바 대바 죽식 대바체 아니 마사 치 비제 디숨 사이서
case of the 11 virtuous mental factors with finish with the first three faith shame and embarrassment
도심 제산다 가장 시발 제 대발라 아니 핵심은 다음에 제가 원동이 대발 자 이식이 대발하세요 수명에 또 다음에 대발하세요 또다 군주하다 네 군주기 연대로서 통해 보내 아니 심 다음에 차 가위 차 어떤 대지라 다음에 대발하세요
So faith is divided into three clarifying faith faith of conviction and wishing faith or aspiration or aspiring faith. Yeah. So clear faith or clarifying faith is the happy the mind the happy mind the mind of faith that arises, for example, from seeing the qualities of the three jewels.
어떻게 제가 진대게 아니 직군적이 연대 통해 아니 가위로 대별로 깨리 아니 직고 산지 소람나 조성 치고 계지 못하게 하래 되면은 아니 다음에 대봤어야 돼 깨어 깨버려 까와래 어떻게
So in order to generate this clear faith or this liking for the three jewels, it is important to see the qualities of the three jewels. In order to understand, to see the qualities of the three jewels, then one has to learn about the qualities of the three jewels, without which it is very difficult, yeah, to develop this clear faith. Yeah.
라는 쓴 가와지 중반이나 안 윤대 담지 중이 된지에 니몽의 욕바당 차에 딱 라는 기준으로 윤대 담지 계룡도 차에
So if we are able to, if we manage, you know, to develop this liking or carry our clear faith in the three jewels, then this liking or this faith, clarifying faith, clears away the murkiness of the afflictions, and it makes the mind serviceable or suitable for, you know, all the qualities, positive qualities to develop. So it's important to see how the one how we can develop this liking or clear faith in the three jewels, for example. It has to come from seeing the qualities, isn't it? Qualities of the three jewels. So in order to see the qualities of the three jewels, one has to learn about it. One has to engage in hearing and analysis, reflection. Yeah. So you see the point, the importance, then, you know, then you strive, you know, in hearing and reflection. Yeah. So faith of conviction, it's for example, it's having conviction in reincarnation, conviction in karma and its effects. So in order to develop such a conviction, one has to hear and analyze, reflect, yeah, on these points in order to develop conviction, without which conviction does not arise. If one lacks conviction in reincarnation and karma and in its effects, for example, then real practice becomes very difficult. Yeah. Then you have a wishing faith or aspiring faith. Here it is explained in relation to the four noble truths. Yeah. So one has to see that true suffering and true origins are that which is to be cast aside, to be abandoned. And one also has to see that true path, true cessation, is what one has to actualize. And you have to also see that something like this, the true path and true cessation, can actually be generated in our own minds. Yeah.
So
So, you know, so you, you know, we have, so there are these three types of faith mentioned here. No matter which faith we talk about, it's clear that, you know, the generating any of this faith in our minds is dependent on hearing and reflection. Yeah, without which, without learning, without education, basically, without learning, without study, without reflection, it's not really possible to develop these three kinds of faith. Yeah. And if we don't develop these faith, these kinds of faith, then it is very difficult for us to develop any further qualities, yeah, because faith is like the foundation.
Yeah.
Then you have shame and embarrassment. So shame is avoidance of misconduct or misdeeds on account of oneself. Embarrassment is the avoidance of misdeeds on account of others. Yeah. So next is non-attachment. So the compendium of knowledge says, what is non-attachment? Non-attachment is a lack of attachment to cyclic existence and the articles of cyclic existence, or the stuff, yeah, articles. Yeah. It has the function of acting as a support for non-engagement in misconduct. So it is a knower, yeah, which is disenchanted and lacks attachment. So the objective feature of this knower, or this non-attachment, is basically the objects of desire, the objects to which we have we can develop a desire attachment for, yeah, isn't it? And what is the aspect of aspect of this knower? It is non-attachment. Yeah, non-attachment when focused on the object. Yeah, and the function is as it says there, is a support for non-engagement in misconduct. So non-attachment is an antidote to attachment, to miserliness, to excitement, to distraction, and there's one more, gyakpa. So non-attachment is the antidote to attachment, miserliness, haughtiness, excitement, guba, and namye, distraction.
Oh, that today you must have been a matchup with your by now, but because of that matchup by now, today you must have a chance on that, so the matchup bloody, and it matchup bloody your by now, matchup bloody like you take care of me, or today she must share, category number to give me matchup bloody, and then you must share, and it matchup with Lola, Teba, matchup with Lola.
So, this is we good to know how how does non-attachment works as an antidote to those various afflictions, yeah, right. So, it's important to develop faith in non-attachment. And also, what's the other one? Faith. So it's important to develop faith, aspiration, and belief in non-attachment.
Yeah.
So basically, non-attachment is an antidote to attachment. Yeah. So in order to develop non-attachment, one has to reduce attachment. Yeah. One reduces attachment in relation to those objects. No. And those objects that we have desire, we have attachment for. So, for example, by thinking of the kind of desires, you know, that we have, you know, a desire for pleasure, we focus on how do we develop non-attachment? How do we reduce attachment for those various objects of desire? So for the desire, those we have desire for pleasure, isn't it? Pleasurable feelings, yeah. So we have to see for ourselves how, no matter how much we enjoy or partake of it, yeah, they never ever satisfy. It's never fulfilling. And when you think about the so-called samsaric happiness or samsaric perfections, yeah, they are never stable. And if you look at samsaric experiences, samsaric happiness, samsaric pleasure, they are in also in the nature of suffering. Yeah. So by remember, by analyzing and thinking about this, and then one comes to have a, basically to lower one's attachment, yeah, for them. So there are so many techniques, yeah, that have been taught, you know, for turning away attachment, reducing attachment, isn't it? Right. For example, if one has a desire for food, then there's all this reflection on the drawbacks of food, yeah, drawbacks of having attachment for food. And also the another antidote is the meditation on ugliness. So there are many such advice given in the teachings. So for example, in the Vinaya, in the code of conduct for the ordained persons, yeah. So there's the advice for practicing contentment, yeah, where you just basically keep one set of ropes, yeah. And with regards to food and simplicity, also with regards to the place where you live, also, you know, basically keep it simple, you know. So basically the advice on developing contentment, yeah. So this non-attachment is a virtuous mind, isn't it? Right? So we have to identify what exactly is non-attachment, and we have to see for ourselves, you know, what is in there for us when we have non-attachment. So as I mentioned earlier, so when we have non-attachment, then, you know, many of those afflictions are weakened, yeah. So when there's non-attachment, and non-attachment acts as an antidote for those various afflictions, isn't it? Miserliness, attachment, and haughtiness, and distraction, and excitement, yeah. So by understanding what's in there for us, and the benefits of having non-attachment, then the whole point at the end of the day, now, by learning this, is to then put this into advice, put this advice into practice, and to reduce our attachment, yeah. Next, non-hatred. So what is it? It is a lack of malice with regard to sentient beings, suffering, and the sources of suffering. It has the function of acting as a support for non-engagement in misconduct. Just as it has been said above, it is knower that conquers the generation of hatred within observation of any of the three objects that generate hatred, and is a lack of malice.
What 가래 편도 요래 편도 가래 였으나 다 가래 기니 무치도 없으나 좋아하지 그러고 좋아하지 아니 권진지 아니 즉바스시도 즉바치 아니 탑도치 아니 남바르체와스시다
So when we develop a this non-hatred, which is a virtuous mind, what benefit do we get? What is the... So... Find the list. And non-hatred is an antidote for belligerence, resentment, jealousy, and harmfulness. Okay, so non-hatred is an antidote for belligerence. It's going to come later. These are the 20 secondary afflictions. Yeah. So as antidote for belligerence, resentment, then you have spite, and then you have jealousy and harmfulness.
What did you say? That person, that on the day is a person, that team, that chedang, that man, the benna, toa, benna, benna, down maybe loss, the cursor, chedang maybe look in the javala, that on the toa, the conjunction of sopati, and cooked up chigwe, or tato, number seven, so cooked up chigwe, in the gobe, mule bang, gone, chedang maybe look in, and you like javale, or the bare.
So, the way to develop non-hatred in the mind is to try to put a stop to those things, you know, the belligerence, resentment, spite, and so forth.
Yeah.
So, for example, so there are many advice, many given for developing non-hatred, for dealing with basically anger. Yeah. So when we experience suffering, so one of the advice is to remind ourselves that we ultimately are the ones responsible for that experience, because it's a ripening of our own non-virtuous karma. So by understanding that, and then we voluntarily accept the suffering. That means we accept it.
That on the tendency that the Dunga Tang to Lent to Baina, Anikarsena, Takaswata, go Kondo Chung to Hell, Noah, that consume a Toshi, Tatoshi, number seven, say, what the name of it.
So if we manage, you know, to accept, you know, basically voluntarily, you know, it's like, let's accept it, you know. Okay, it's like that. Then it helps, you know, to overcome belligerence and spite, resentment, and jealousy as well.
So 진짜 로고야게 납자. 아니. 좀 내가 도시는 숨겨야래.
The Buddha has advised that in order to given this set of advice to deal with anger, yeah. So there are these four trainings. Yeah. So even when derided or when one is scolded, yeah, so do not deride in return. Even when someone gets angry at ourselves, get us, then do not get angry in return. Even when hit, do not retaliate, do not hit back. And even when one's faults are exposed, do not expose other faults.
Yeah.
So the four trainings are actually on page 49. You just make a mark, but anyway. So essentially, how it's important to know how do we develop non-hatred. Non-hatred can only arise by us working and reducing belligerence, resentment, spite, harmfulness. So it's by reducing those that we're able to develop non-hatred. And when non-hatred arises in the mind, then all those different minds, like belligerence, resentment, spite, harmfulness, and jealousy, and they are, naturally subside.
Yeah.
Next, non-ignorance. What is non-ignorance? It is a knowledge arisen from fruition, scripture, contemplation or realization, and it is a wisdom of individual investigation. It has the function of acting as a support for non-engagement in misconduct. So just as it has been said above, it's the wisdom of individual investigation that is able to serve as the antidote to ignorance arising from its cause, being either acquired through birth or arisen through application. So it is a wisdom of individual investigation, yeah? That is able to serve as an antidote to ignorance arising from its cause, being either acquired through birth or through application.
Mm-hmm.
So non-ignorance is the opposite of ignorance. Yeah. So what exactly is ignorance? Yeah. So we dealt with this, yeah, in the Lamrim. Remember? So according to Vasubandhu and Arya Sangha, so there's one way where you look at ignorance as separate and different from the view of the transitory collection, yeah. Isn't it? So from that perspective, if you look at ignorance, then ignorance is just a mere not knowing something. For example, not knowing what karma is. Yeah, so this ignorance is an afflicted mind, and it is posited to be a mind of not knowing.
Yeah.
So non-ignorance is a derivative of wisdom. And that's one way of translating. I don't know how you're going to translate chatokva, but we can say derivative here. A derivative of wisdom. So the aspect of this non-ignorance is literally not blurred. Ni mongba. Mongba means like confused. So not is an aspect, it's not confused. And its function as a support for non-engagement in misconduct. Yeah. Not confusion, me more. So we need to compare non-ignorance and the mental factor of wisdom, which is one of the five object ascertaining mental factors. Yeah. So it's quite challenging, but something that we need to look at. Yeah. So are they the same or not? So the mental factor of wisdom, the wisdom which is one of the five object ascertaining mental factors, what is the aspect of that knower? Its aspect is distinguishing what is to be cast aside and what is to be adopted. The aspect of non-ignorance is non-confusion. So the function of non-ignorance is acting as a support for non-engagement in misconduct, isn't it? But what is the function of wisdom? It has the function of overcoming doubt. Yeah. So wisdom functions to overcome doubt. Then you have non-ignorance, which functions to not engage in misconduct, right?
독신이 다 도다이니 다 디모 메바스도 유들 마모 못참지라 샤시잖아 조카도 다 디모 세 모스도라 샤도 가나 조다 다 뭐 바코네 다 디모 뭐 먼진도 가나 유라 멍점지 샤시 로바 유라 멍점지 샤시 아니 티 독서기 마모 참지 디모 메바스
So according to the higher Abhidhamma, so ignorance is posited to be confusion, yeah, not knowing. Yeah. So if that is posited to be ignorance, then non-ignorance will be non-confusion. Yeah. Anyway, perhaps this is one of the things we can look at to see if there's any difference between the two, but it's not easy. It's kind of like, seems like talking, sometimes like talking about the, talking the same thing, about the same thing, isn't it, right? Seems. So non-ignorance is posited to be of two types here, yeah. One that is acquired through birth. So a non-ignorance is acquired through birth. And a non-ignorance, there is a reason through application.
Through birth.
So perhaps we can posit an illustration for non-ignorance that is acquired through birth would be, you know, some people are just born, you know, when you're born you have this very clear intellect, you know? Clear intellect, unconfused, clear, very clear mind, clear intellect. Well, of course, something like that, it is not, it's not something that is just happens for no reason, yeah. You know, people who are like that, you know. So that's why it is called a fruition, yeah. Fruition, why? Because it's a fruition of past endeavors, right? Arisen from past actions in one of the past lives, yeah. Then you have non-ignorance arisen through application, yeah. So if in this life, you know, through hearing, reflection and meditation, then one generates the wisdom arisen from hearing, reflection and meditation, you know. So that would be case of non-ignorance that arises in this life, and it is non-ignorance that has arisen through application.
So many things to read, so I don't know how to read, huh?
So on page 40, therefore, seek much hearing on the three scriptural collections, as well as their commentaries, the basis upon which one engages in hearing. Analyze again and again the meaning of what has been heard with the four types of reasoning and generate an ascertaining consciousness. Put the entire path into practice by way of analytical and stabilizing meditation upon that very meaning which is the wisdom arisen from contemplation has gained ascertainment of. These are the assertions of the great trailblazers. Hence, those who are intelligent should engage in a mode of the path that pleases the conquerors. If you discard much hearing, the excellent course of wisdom of individual investigation, follow fools stupidly like a sheep, dwell in a relaxed and idle manner without contemplating anything whatsoever, and yet wallow in the conceit of being good-hearted, practicing Dharma, engaging in practice, and so forth, then you will waste your excellent support with its leisures, ruin others who are equal in fortune, and even become a serious condition, contributing to the degeneration of the teachings. Therefore, those of you who wish to do yourself good should generate belief from your hearts regarding the modes of the wisdom of individual investigation as explained above.
That's the same thing. 냐가디 하고 남겠다 도성공 수신도 잡아있나 다 텔라데네 아니 직다 가소래 그랑디 다바 턴다 잡아 차야 아니 산지기 때문에 직된데 요즘도 내기 아니 차기나 차야 유루도야 그러고 어떻게
신기했어 So the essence of this advice is again basically how extremely important hearing, reflection and meditation is. Yeah. These three are very, very important for developing wisdom. In order to develop wisdom, one has to engage in hearing, reflection and meditation. Without which, there will be no wisdom. Without wisdom, then one will not be able to achieve anything significant. Yeah. Okay? And through hearing, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings, then one is also a condition for the Buddha's teachings to be upheld. Yeah. So what? By seeing, so we have to see the point, yeah, behind hearing, reflection, and meditation. Yeah.
What do they say? That was in the person on this one that put in the shelter in the matter to give it to the wash. What was in the matter or share of Jessimus, and that I am dirty by this mono. New woman was charged to judge in on the
So in the verse summary of the perfection of wisdom in 8,000 lines, it says, How can millions and millions of blind men without a guide enter the city without even knowing the path? Without wisdom, the five perfections are without sight. Without a guide, they cannot contact enlightenment. And at such a time that they are strongly conjoined with wisdom, then the eyes are quiet and this name is attained. Then Maitreya in the Uttara Tantra says that conceptualizing the three spheres is asserted to be a knowledge of obscuration. Conceptualizations such as miserliness are asserted to be afflictive obscurations. Apart from wisdom, none other is a cause for abandoning these. Therefore, wisdom is supreme, its foundation is hearing, thus hearing is supreme. Then Ayasura says, The blind ones of little hearing do not know the modes of meditation. Lacking that, what are they to contemplate? Therefore, you should put effort in hearing. Due to that cause, contemplate and meditate, whereby vast wisdom will arise. Then Vasubandhu, by abiding in ethics, possessing hearing and contemplation, there is strong application in meditation. So in order to develop non-ignorance, we need wisdom, yeah. And in order to develop wisdom, we need to engage in the threefold activity process of hearing, reflection, and meditation, yeah.
What in the shop?
So again, we have to think, compare non-ignorance and wisdom. Yeah. So sometimes it seems that we are talking about the same thing. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
So
Next is effort. Tundru, maybe joyous perseverance. Yeah. I think I prefer joyous perseverance. Yeah. So what is joyous perseverance? It is a mind that is enthusiastic in regarding to armoring, application, non-inferiority, irreversibility, and non-complacency, and it has the function of fulfilling and accomplishing the class of virtue. So just as it's been said above, the mind that is enthusiastic about virtue, the mind that is enthusiastic about virtue is joyous perseverance. And similarly, Vasubandhu says that joyous perseverance is the antidote for laziness, and a mind that is enthusiastic about virtue. So the object of joyous perseverance is virtuous activity. Virtuous activity. The subjective aspect is enthusiasm. And it functions to accomplish virtue.
What in there is but till I am not stung about Kundu Nansha, Nashinsi to water at war. Kundu Tatsina, and Nasha, Kundu Namachi, and you coach it, Kasana, my coaches to Jews and Mibombe to Midor to Chop and Mizim to Namas.
So, according to the compendium of knowledge, there are five types of joyous perseverance. Yeah. So, as I said, I'm changing it to joyous perseverance. Yeah. Because effort sounds like very unhappy. You know, in English, right? That's why the word joyous perseverance is. So, what are the five? The joyous perseverance of, or the armor-like. Armor-like joyous perseverance, and the joyous perseverance of application, the joyous perseverance of non-inferiority, the joyous perseverance of irreversibility, and the joyous perseverance of non-complacency.
Yawala Jupe Marone and it's a casota, some toy of a statum. Simiting at Yawala Mojuba Marone and Simata Tronachibuja statum.
So, what is armor like joyous perseverance? So, armor like joyous perseverance, you know, is that strong enthusiasm, you know, prior to embarking on a virtuous action. So just prior to engaging in the virtuous activity, there's this strong enthusiasm for it. You know. So that is armor-like joyous perseverance. And the joyous perseverance of application happens, as the name implies, when one is applying oneself to a virtuous activity in the process, right? So joy, perseverance of application is this mind that is in very enthusiastic when engaging in virtue. Yeah. So when, you know, when you're applying yourself to that virtuous activity, yeah, so the mind that is enthusiastic about it, you know, is the joyous perseverance of application. Yeah. There are two types, yeah. Constant application and respectful application. 不知道.
I think I did explain last time, these two different. Long time ago, but I forgot myself. What's the difference, these two, Kujur and Takshur? Anybody remember?
Respectful application and constant application.
Yeah, I'm very clear. I did explain somewhere. Sometime. Only I remember that, but I don't remember these two are different. And I saw another text before, but I couldn't find any more. So I don't. I think last time one the book, the footnote they wrote there, no? Also, I don't know which book. What in the shop?
In the 70 topic.
Okay. If I remember, then I explain next time, but I don't remember now. What's the difference, these two?
So the Amalite joyous perseverance happens prior to engaging in the virtuous activity. And then the joyous perseverance or application is, as the name implies, is when you are applying yourself, engaging in practice through application. Then the joyous perseverance of non-inferiority and joyous perseverance of irreversibility happens during the actual practice, where you are engaged in the actual practice. Yeah. So it is a mind that is not discouraged. When you're engaging in the actual practice, you're not discouraged, and you will never turn away from the practice.
tindeshe. Tine ma, tani katsum, ta tamadi, ta chokpar mizir, tsundup, ta gyawaji dhubshe she, ani chikta, ta chukpasena tatawarwa, ta chukpasena debashi, ta chukchashi, ta debe nekabla, ta chokpar mizimba se she kwa, ta pena gyawa chungjun dhubshe tawana, chokshe she deba mayimba. Ta dungya, jik mujini chee la, dhusim yobashi kwa, ta chokpar mizimba, dezambu chokshe she mizimba she, ta rung mujini, ta yunjini chee la, dhusim yobashi.
Then you have the joyous perseverance of non-complacency, which happens like after virtuous activity. So it refers to a mind that is not complacent, is not just satisfied with having achieved something, you know, and then happy with, oh, I've done, you know, that's it. You know. But rather, you know, it's a mind that looks, you know, to achieving more qualities. Yeah.
おっとしんだ、とんだいんてんばらかさな、だ、まんぞだ、せなだ、たんぼ、やわらもしどもろとどすんこえ、あにやわらだ、じゅべじょわつみとかなや、じゅべつんどすにどすんこえ、じょわた、かしんとしんだ、じょわつんこえ、じゅべねばら、や、こみとこちえ、あらわた、しゅんばめば、みとこちえ、つんどこえ、あに、だしゅくちゃじだ、やわかんとくちゃに、たがらんちょぼんまじまちせ、だ、ちょぼんまじまちせ、たんぼんむてんだ。
So prior to engaging in the virtuous activity, we need joyous perseverance, enthusiastic mind. And then when we start with the chosen virtuous activity, then, you know, we have to start it in, you know, with a mind of enthusiasm. And then when engaging in the virtuous activity during that time, it's important not to get discouraged and not to stop, not to turn away, no, to stop doing the activity. And even once the activity is accomplished, no, one should not be satisfied and think that it is enough, but rather, you know, one should strive to do better and to gain more qualities. Yeah.
So the main incompatible factor
of joyous perseverance is laziness. Yeah. And laziness is like the basis for the afflictions to arise. Laziness deprives us of virtue. Yeah. And when we are deprived of virtue, then this life degenerates, and the future lives will also degenerate. So the Buddha, Buddha said in one sutra that laziness is like the basis for all the afflictions. Yeah. When there's laziness, no, having laziness in the mind is like having nothing at all in the mind. No. You know, nothing at all is there. No.
So, からその地周日でロース、シャワニシンでロース、ギルピでロース、ワティンデーザーからその、ネロナバスムスに読んでいし。
Yeah, so basically when there's laziness in the mind, you have nothing, yeah, you have nothing in the mind. Nothing basically, nothing good. So for laziness, there are three kinds of laziness. Yeah, the laziness of procrastination, the laziness of ignoble activities, and the laziness of discouragement. Or
what in the shop? That is on that in the lab, the lab set up, you do you that in the lab, and a chisho in the loti, and guacu, the quag, tapshada, the number of the lab set in the snow, and a junior or swaddy.
So there are many techniques or advice given in the Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment to overcome the laziness of procrastination, yeah, postponing. So reflection on the human life of freedoms and endowments, reflection on death and impermanence, and a reflection on the sufferings of the lower realms and these.By reflecting on these topics, we can overcome the laziness of procrastination.
What are the things? I need to go to the Nata, keep a dingy cup of sweat there, to the invalid, but then a quiet dawata. Let quiet. The quiet dawata chopping, you meet them on Bush Summit, or that the Mongo Summit on the Tondani, the Karsana, the Chishu, the Chawani Shin in the Lokuela.
So similarly, the reflections in the that is mentioned in the section on the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity, such as the reflections on the faults of cycling existence. So such reflections can.Help us overcome the laziness of procrastination, and also these topics can also help to overcome the laziness of attachment to ignoble activities.
Yeah.다던다니다생기남샤사마다이사기록을내려없어야돼랑기셈나아니관바시때마이나아니지겁나아니간대지나지다교화도좀해지그러봐랑기셈들은교화들어야도시건양내양도관바시때마이나셈기랑신세대교화들어야되지그러봐어떤데에서뭐당네아니지다준비내려고해어떤데납치된다숨도
So...What about stopping the laziness of self, you know, contempt or discouragement, vesala, that kind of thing? Do you understand the presentation of mind, for example? How it is in the nature of mind that you know, when the mind is trained, accustomed, you know, then change is definitely possible, yeah?
在听的什么当时，在泉州农村，可能老就我得看有嘛意思。我都想做做，那个恐怕是点卖呢。
嗯，
就我这少年，可能做过的事，我听得给他，甚至就话做，甚至就话做给他，那么小泉州先把写写他，可是我不给，那一路回来了，我他写，我听得写。
So as I said in the engaging the Bodhisattva teaching, no, there's nothing that cannot become easier if.Or if your mind is accustomed to it, yeah. So, by understanding the presentation of mind, in particular, how it is in the nature of the mind to change, you know, when you know you are, when you're familiar, when your mind is familiarized with the process, you know, how everything is possible. So, to understanding this possibility, then we stop this discouragement.
What do you mean? That don't mean you are not just trying to say that you are not trying, but that trying to that
So in short, so it is said that joyous perseverance is very important, yeah? Because with joyous perseverance, we are able to develop qualities that we have not yet developed, yeah? So because and laziness is the one that stops us from developing any new qualities, yeah? So it is important, therefore, to apply ourselves to joyous perseverance, yeah? Next, pliancy. So what is pliancy? It is a serviceability of the body and mind due to severing the continuum of unfavorable states of body and mind. It has the function of eliminating all obscurations. So just as it has been said, birth is a knower that deposits an imprint so that the mind can be applied however one wishes to a virtuous object of observation, and that severs the continuum of unfavorable states of body and mind. So pliancy focuses on a virtuous object. What is the subjective aspect of this mind? You're able to put your body and mind to use in whatever way you wish. Serviceability. And the function? Eliminating all obscurations. So it has the function of eliminating all obscurations. Yeah. So obscurations are here listed as five. What are they? Aspiration for desired object. Nusem is what? Malice. Malice, okay. Then you have sleep and lethargy. This count as one, yeah? Okay? Sleep and lethargy count as one. Then you have excitement and regret counted as one. And then you have doubt.
독신 따던다 따던다 팅아디 똑바치 따던다 이 신장 여바이나 다 신장 치레디 다 지방알 소바 다 가서다 세바치 따던다.
So these are the five obscurations that can be removed when there's pliancy. So there are two kinds of pliancy, physical and mental. Yeah. The pliancy that's posited here is primarily the mental one. Pliancy. Flexibility. Yeah.
어떻게 또 같으나 단다 신장사에 있음 신장사에 다루 신장사에 그제 망쳤다 다 즉시하니 있었다고 있음 마셔서 루 신장사에 이렇게 개발치시다 뭐라고 즉시 아니 갑자기 신장사에 있음 신장사에 다 시작하시자고 해 어떻게 있어요.
So the pliancy here is has to be consciousness. In this case, so it's primarily mental pliancy. Because physical pliancy is posited as a special kind of rikchara. 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 Yeah. So it's a special form, physical pliancy, special form of tangible object.
어떻게 했다든지 싫으셔야 가능합니다. 야, 다 표정 신경쓰면 더 맨날 어떻게 가능합니다. 나 힘도 없다. 다 독신 내 말, 다 던다니 거기 다 신경쓰이도 텁텁하이나 다 난지 요새 내서도 못해야지. 어떻게 숨기려래? 뭐라 봤다? 다 가서 뭔가 남들여가 나시래. 쓴 신경이 내가 텁, 네 내 신경 텁이용해. 뭐라 봤? 네 양고 신경이 내 신경이 떼어, 쓴 신경이 떼어지나 보다.
Okay, so it's mentioned in the Lamrim that mental pliancy is achieved before physical pliancy. So there's mental pliancy, then you achieve physical pliancy. Then you achieve the bliss of physical pliancy, then you achieve the bliss of mental pliancy. So that's the order. So, in order to achieve calm abiding, It is necessary to achieve the bliss of pliancy. It's not just pliancy alone. Yeah. So on top of pliancy, you know, you must have achieved the bliss of pliancy before that can, before it is, you know, that realization is considered to be calm abiding. Yeah. Because there are nine mental states on the way to developing karma abiding, the nine mental states. So the ninth state is said to be a single pointedness of the mind of the desire realm. Yeah. But that is not karma abiding yet. So one must have developed the bliss of pliancy before the mind is called the mind of karma abiding. When you achieve the mind of karma abiding, you achieve the first mind of the form realm. Yeah, so when you achieve karma abiding, you achieve mind of the higher realm. So higher than what? Higher than the desire realm.
Okay, your question you ask now, I stop here.
What a disappointment.
Hello. I'd like to check with you for non-ignorance, right? It says here that on page 98 of the text, it says that it has the function of acting as a support for the non-engagement in misconduct. So can I clarify with you, what's the meaning of misconduct here? Simply means avoiding negative karma or having a mind that is, having a mind that is not aware of, that is separated from wisdom.
What is misconduct, are you asking? Opposite of conduct? I'm joking. That's not Karamuchi, that's my one. So, for example, not knowing cause karma and its effects. Because of not knowing what is karma and its effects, it is possible to have to generate a wrong view about karma. Yeah. Yeah, so the many kinds of misconduct, yeah. Yes, welcome back.
I have two questions. One is regarding non-attachment. How do we relate non-attachment with renunciation? Are they the same? That's my first question. And my second question is Ken Rinpoche's explanation of the difference between non-ignorance and wisdom. Can these two be understood in terms of possibilities, like one is wisdom, that which is wisdom is necessary, you know, those kind of permutations. Yeah, the three or four permutations.
Is there something that is both?
Doesn't seem to be the case, because Kim Rinpoche says they are different, but I'm just wondering whether non-ignorance, that which is wisdom, is necessarily non-ignorance. That non-ignorance seems to be like something at a lower level than wisdom, even though they have different functions and so on.
That means there's something that is both.
I'm asking this as a question, yeah?
So I have, yeah, something to think about.
But the first question, non-attachment and renunciation, can they be considered the same? To generate a mind of non-attachment is to generate renunciation? Because the words in English don't seem to be the same, but it seems as if the end result is the same.
So I don't think they're the same. Renunciation is probably stronger, because non-attachment is just a lack of attachment. Yeah. That's the subjective aspect, right? But renunciation is a mind that wishes to turn away from cyclic existence, or, you know, to turn away. To reverse, literally, top. Turn away, yeah. Yeah, so renunciation is not just non-attachment, yeah. So it's something stronger than that. You going toilet with the book?
Finish. Yeah. Page 35 mentioned faith and respect are separate mental factors. Then respect is which mental factor?
Yeah, respect,
because it's not in the 51. So it's a derivative, I suppose. But which one? Yeah, that's the question.
So you're saying that there are only 51 mental factors in the entire possibility?
The book say. No. I mean,
where did the book say?
This book here lists 51, but I suppose there are many more. Like that. Just don't know. Respect is under which category? Yeah. Is it favor?
You already said they're different, right?
Derivative of faith? I don't know. Because on faith, have respect. That's the question.
Well, I thought the answer is not. They're not the same one. At the bottom of page 34. Come on, let's go. They're not the same, right?
Mm.
She said in the Lamrima, they mentioned, right, developing faith to remembering the qualities, developing respect to remembering the kindness. So respect comes kind of like induced by faith. Yeah.
Then it is the derivative of which mental factors? Maybe it's another class. That means there are 52. I mean, if it's, yeah, which derivative of which mental factors? Because it is not listed as one mental factors on its own.
In the first place, the 51 mental factors are not exhaustive. I don't think that they're only 51, yeah. So, respect, where do you put respect? Can you include it under faith? So you have to think about it. Yeah. So it's something to think about. Yeah. It's not something that we can decisively say that it's this or that. Because you know, you look at all the texts available, nobody has ever said anything, or it is this or that.
So.
Okay, so read the rest on your own, yeah? Okay, then we will look at it, conscientiousness and so forth. Then we have the six root afflictions. So yeah, so to try to read on your own, yeah. So there are also the 20 secondary afflictions, yeah. So at least you know you have a rough idea of each of these mental factors, you know. So when we talk about non-attachment, you have a rough idea. Oh, is this? No, non-hatred is this. Non-ignorance is this. Appliance is this, you know. Okay, finish off with the usual press.